Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
Guys, I've got a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program. Well, the president is back in action. We're going to talk about that coming up and more jobs coming our way. A lot of the people don't like this dude, but if you're planning on being an investor, you might. You might just like the fact that there's big tax cuts coming for corporations and all that. So we'll talk about that. A new research in on how you can't make up your own mind when you invest, therefore you go check out somebody else's. Some lessons we learned in 2016, the miracle of compound. I've got a lot on the docket, the flaws built into the 4% rule. I don't know if I can get to all this, but folks, sit back, relax, because we're going to start it up right now. The Ray Lucia Show. Yeah, starting it up with Foxconn. Now, you may not know who Foxconn is. It's the Foxconn Technology Group. And check this out. This is just incredible that Trump, in, you know, days, has been able to put together a jobs program, the likes of which we haven't seen. Now, again, I'm playing politics here. I'm just bringing you the story of today. Foxconn Technology Group is considering building a display panel manufacturing facility in the United States in a joint venture with Apple that could create up to 50,000 jobs. Foxconn's a Taiwanese company. Now, isn't that odd? Apple's been talking about the possibility of moving some of their employees back here. You got the carrier folks, McDonnell Douglas. You got Boeing. Foreign company, SafeBet, whatever they call them. There's going to bring 50,000 jobs. What is going on here? What is going on? Are we going to, for the first time in well over a decade, actually have a growth spurt that's beyond, what was it, 1.7% last year? Can Trump, with all this stuff that he's doing, get us to 3%? I mean, he's talking 4%, but man, I'll tell you what. I think most of us would be ecstatic with 3% growth. So does that cause us to be more optimistic as investors, despite the fact that we're in the midst of the second longest market, you know, gains, bull market in U.S. history? This has been a long one. What is it, 90 months now? 90 months. That is a little long in tooth. But there are people that are saying, you know what? This thing could have legs. I don't prognosticate, as you know. I would prefer that you have a strategy in place. that is agnostic to big market declines. In fact, it would even be better if you had a strategy in place that said, you know what? If the market declines, I've got this cash I can put to work. Because we do know that when markets go down, and they can go down violently, usually within a year or two, they're back up. And in 3 or 4 or 5 years, they're way up. So I don't know. People have asked me, I probably had 100 people say, what do you think about Donald Trump from an economic standpoint? And my answer is, I don't know. But it sure feels good when America starts winning again. And I'm talking about winning jobs. I haven't worn the hat yet, but I got one. Somebody gave me one for Christmas, the Make America Great hat. I'm a little afraid to wear it, to be honest with you, if you know what I mean. I heard about this. This lady got thrown off the airplane the other day. Did you hear that one? She gets thrown off the airplane. She went to the Million Woman March thing, and she started chassis from Seattle, I think. The plane was going from, I think it was Baltimore to Seattle. Can you get more liberal than Baltimore to Seattle? Anyway, she was chastising this conservative guy, I guess, a Trump supporter. And they threw her off the plane. I mean, she was very nasty and so forth. So, yeah, I haven't gotten my Donald Trump hat on.
Was that Madonna?
No, Madonna dropped the F-bombs. And I think she said she wanted to blow up the White House. I don't know what she said, but you get a little tired of that. But I understand protests and all that. I understand because my wife and I have had, you know, conversations about this. And my wife's a woman, by the way. She is a woman, okay? Just to be clear. And we've had discussions about that. And I don't think very many women appreciate some of the, you know, the language that he's used and stuff like that. But by the same token, if the woman in my life wants her husband to go out and make more money or pay less taxes, I think we got the right guy in the White House. I think we got the right guy there. Foxconn, this is an amazing story. You know, 50,000 jobs here, 50,000 jobs there. Pretty soon, it's a lot of freaking jobs. So all we can do is wait and see. Wait and see. Because either half the population is going to be vindicated, the other half the population may be correct. I don't know. But I think we've got to give this guy a chance to prove himself, that he's not what a lot of the people on the left are making him out to be. I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know him. I know a couple of people that do, and they don't see him the same way that the left sees him or the media sees him. But hey, I've got ears. I've heard what he said to John McCain, all these other people. Yeah, it's disconcerting to me. But I sure as heck love the fact that in nothing flat, this guy's up and running. Okay, we'll move on. Did you ever have to make up your mind? That's the cue. Oh, geez, these guys. I tried this last hour, too. Yeah, okay. So I was reading Jason Weig from the Wall Street Journal. And he's one of these brainiac guys, and what he writes is very fascinating. He says this: there's some new research that shows confidence of others can influence your decisions even more than your own experience can. So the question is, with markets where they are you making up your own mind, or are you kind of, you know, looking over your buddies or your friends' shoulder and doing a little, you know, cheat thing? Remember, you did it in high school. You know, you got this test and you're looking over at Jim Stewart's and, you know, he's a number 17, he's got a B and you had a C and you go, huh, what am I going to do now? Number 17, he thinks it's C and I think it's B. And you erase the B and you put a C down? Come on, own up to it. I know you've done it. Yeah. An article published a week or so ago in the Journal of Neuroscience finds that a particular region in the human brain monitors how positive other people seem to be about their choices. Quote, we are biologically equipped with the potential to allow more confident people to have greater sway over our beliefs. So says Daniel Campbell Micheljohn, a psychologist at the University of Sussex in the UK, who led the study. Participants in the experiment guessed whether the next marble drawn from an urn would be red or green. That's pretty darn scientific to me. They could rely on colors of the last few marbles they had picked themselves. They were told they could also take account of what up to four other people were forecasting and how confident the strangers were in those predictions. Naturally, the participants were more likely to predict that the next marble would be red if most of their recent draws from an urn had also been that color. Now, see, I would take the opposite. I would think if you've drawn a whole bunch of red marbles out, that the next one's going to be brown. But that's not what people did, because they were more prone to pick red when they learned that other people had confidently chosen it. Confidence was represented by how fast the other people picked the color and whether they smiled as they did so. Whenever I go to an art auction, well, I don't go to them anymore, but back in the day, I used to go to these art auctions, and you'd get in one of these bidding wars, and I would just come back with a new bid with a big old smile on my face, try to psych the guy out. Didn't work. We'll talk more about brain scans that show this stuff. Stick around.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Profit and thought to yourself, I have a great idea for a product or a business, but I don't know how to get started? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea with Startup Bootcamp. This is a free online event Thursday, January 26th. You'll learn from rockstar CEOs, including Brian Liu, founder and chairman of LegalZoom, Danilo Lopez, former CEO IKEA North America, and from Alan Wankus, who had an idea for a movie that became Straight Outta Compton. You have a great idea but don't know how to start? Sign up now for our free online event, Business Rockstars Startup Bootcamp. Free. It's Thursday, January 26th. You want to launch your business in the next 90 days? Learn how to get funded? Launch or grow your business. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up for our free online event. You can do this. Businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
I think my wife would take issue with that song. Welcome back. It is the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. We're talking today about confidence and the fact that there's been some new academic research that pretty much says we don't make our own decisions when it comes to investing if we're surrounded by other people, friends and colleagues and so forth, and they appear to be confident in their selections. And from Sussex University, Professor Campbell Mikeljohn talks about how brain scans show that the prefrontal cortex responds differently depending on whether the participants in a study relied on their own experience or how decisive other people were. Now, we've all been in that situation before, haven't we? Yeah, we get influenced all the time by our friends and family members, whether it's people that are in the business, the brokerage business, or not. That sensitivity cues about how sure other people are or can operate independently of learning from firsthand experience. Now, I do know this from studying behavioral finance, that if you have had your own trading experience, positive trading experience, all of a sudden, you think you're God's gift to the trading world. And we were just talking about this. Jim used to work for a big bank locally in San Diego. And one of his jobs was to work with the high net worth clients. And you were just saying it was darn hard to talk sense into them because many of them had some, you know, trading thing going on. Or
that's right. You know, something they heard on the golf course from their buddies or something they heard at the social club or somewhere they got this idea how spectacular this investment was. And as an advisor, we do the due diligence, we look at it, we analyze it, and we come up with what should be the right decision.
And then they come to you at the bank and they say, well, as my private banker investment advisor, what do you think about this strategy? And you're in a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Because you can say, I think you're dumb and stupid and so are all your friends. You lose the bank customer and lose your job. Or I think it's really good. And then the guy goes out and loses all your money and you lose your job and et cetera, et cetera. So you lose both ways.
Right. And this is the genesis of Ponzi schemes. That's exactly how they get started and how they mature.
Well, this isn't necessarily a Ponzi scheme, but the market's up about 6%, right, since the election. Here is what's crazy. Robert Shiller, he's the economist over at Yale University, who won a Nobel Prize in 2013 for his research on inefficient markets. And he has been measuring investor confidence for a long time. Here's what he says. In December, the proportion of individuals expecting the Dow Jones Industrial Average to go up over the coming year rose from 68.5% to 75.8%, the sharpest increase since Professor Shiller began reporting updates monthly in 2001. Man, people like Trump that much? That's amazing. That's 76% of the people that are optimistic that the Dow is going to have a decent year. Now, I'm optimistic too. It's good to be optimistic because two-thirds of the time the market goes up. But you see, then if I get in a crowd with a lot of pessimists, they're going to say, yeah, it's been up 90 months now, and the market's gone up 300%. The biggest increase since, you know, the Great Depression or whatever, the 90s. He goes on, a survey of more than 2,000 wealthy investors released by UBS Wealth Management, America's, last week found that 42% of investors said they were likely to raise their exposure to stocks, up from 9% before the election. Even investors who had supported Hillary Clinton became more sanguine. What happened to this guy's going to destroy our country? What happened to their, I mean, Donald Trump himself predicted a crash, for crying out loud. You see how the brain plays tricks on you, and why we need to have a strategy session and a set it, forget it, or some, you know, mental algorithms that you go through in determining how much income you might need from the portfolio and when, and sanitizing that money so you don't have to pay attention to what your brain is telling you. Because this research, and again, I'm quoting from Jason Zweig in the Wall Street Journal, but this research is recent. This is from the Journal of Neuroscience. I read it every month. No, I don't. The rally, he quotes, says, the rally has made everybody who's invested in the market optimistic. And so that's what happens. That's what happens, because now there are more people optimistic. More people are, you know, saying the stock market's going to go up. And so even though maybe before the election you were pretty skeptical, you're now not skeptical. Finally, in a paper published in 2000, Professor Schiller showed that confidence varies, often going up after the market rises and falling after it goes down. Isn't that kind of the opposite of buy low, sell high? Isn't that the opposite? I think so. The confidence of individual investors rose 4% in July of 2008, right before the market got sucked into the black hole of the financial crisis. Conversely, late in 2012 and early 2013, the confidence of individual and institutional investors alike declined. Nevertheless, the S&P gained 32%. In 2013. Okay, so as I said, the market's up some 90, 94, whatever it is, months. And a lot of people are thinking it's going to go up another 94 months. It may not. So let's go back and quit listening to what our friends say, to what our relatives say, even our brokers say. Because they don't know. Here's what you do. You make sure that you have your strategy intact. So that, and you've written it down. You've written down your rules. What are your rules? I had a great email a week or two ago from a fellow who's a terrific listener for 12 years who said, Ray, that strategy you talked about 12 years ago called value averaging is what I have been following religiously. Not with all of his money, with some of his money. And it has worked famously. What is value averaging? I will explain what I explained at a seminar in Phoenix 12 years ago so that this fellow could earn, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say double-digit returns, because I had nothing to do with the double digits. I already told you the market's up 300%. I had nothing to do with that. but I did have something to do with a strategy that he follows religiously. That's working out fine. We'll be back.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now everybody knows I'm not a stock trader. I don't do trading shows, and I don't, you know, read the valuations and all that stuff off of a computer and plug it in and give you buy, sell, and hold advice. Never have, never will. But I was wrong, by the way. It was in early 2010. I get this email just the other day from a fellow by the name of David. The rest will be nameless. And he says this: Ray, if you would ever like evidence that your advice helped make a listener a lot of money, I offer this. In early 2010, this goes back a ways, I got turned on to Edelson's value averaging after hearing about it on your radio show. I saw you in Phoenix on February 13th. And after asking a question on your show, February 14th, 2010, I started a value averaging plan of my own that you encouraged me to try. You called the strategy brilliant. Yeah, well, I mean, I talked about it. Must have been. I didn't make it up, though. The whole value averaging concept, this fellow Michael Edelson wrote about in a book entitled Value Averaging. I just put my own little twist on it. As of today, January 2016, my plan has an IRR of over 28%. Okay, now don't get too excited because the market's done, you know, in the 20s anyway, probably since he's been doing this. Let me explain the concept behind it, because it's not that Edelson's a genius or I'm a genius or anybody's a genius, including, well, David is brilliant. Let me just talk about this for just a minute in terms that I think you can understand. What I did in my workshops and what I talked about was building in an expectation for the stock market. And if you expect the stock market to earn X, then even if you have to feed the pig, so to speak, you're going to bring it up to X. Now, one of the reasons David did so well is he chose 16%. He said, I want my portfolio to earn or grow at, I should say, 16% per year. And I'm willing to feed the pig on a monthly basis or quarterly basis, however often he did, to get to that 16%. So I'll do it annual to make it simple. So over the course of the year, if he earned 10%, he'd take 6% of his other money and plow it in. He'd buy more, getting it up to 16%. If the market lost 10%, he'd take 26% out of his pocket and plow it back in to get to his 16% expected growth. That's not a return. That's growth. Think about that strategy for just a minute. Because if he did 28%, he would sell down to the 16% growth level. Now, 16%, I never use 16%. He's a genius for doing that because why? He picked it at a really good time. I mean, let's face it. His timing was impeccable. It could have been a little bit better if he started in March or April of 2009. Other than that, pretty good. But think about what he has done. He's added money when the market hasn't done well, and he's sold and taken money off the table when the market has done well. Now, again, these are not individual securities per se. David used an ETF. When I talked about it in 2010, it was probably a mutual fund or a managed account. But what I said before the break, and why this is, in my opinion, compelling advice, is if you want to, quote, play the market, and I don't think it's a game at all, it's serious business, then sit down and develop a strategy. Write it down and then stick with it. And don't let, remember the last, 15, 20 minutes, I've been talking about how our brains fool us. We let our friends and our relatives and our brokers influence us to change our mind. To change our mind. But if you have a strategy and it's written down in writing and you follow that strategy, come hell or high water, then people can't change your mind. Now, when I was doing this for a living years ago, and people would call me on the phone. They'd say, Ray, you put my money in the stock market, and I'm looking here, and you were expecting it to go up 8% per year. I said, yes, and how long were we planning on holding that money in the stock market? Well, 15, 20, 25 years. I said, and how long have you been doing this? Well, 2 years, 6 months, 8 months, 3 years. Call me back in 12 more years, okay? If you want to talk about, your financial plan, you want to talk about your kids, you want to talk about New England, the football team, and Atlanta could be a great game. We can talk about that till the cows come home. But if you're committed to have money invested in the market for the next 15 years, and it's only been 8 months, I ain't interested in talking to you. Go to the other guy and let that guy screw around with your money and see how well you do 15 years later. But then I would also say something like, now, if you want a strategy, if you feel like you got to do something with your portfolio, and so many of us do, we're nervous Nellies, we got to be moving that money around, then let's do value averaging. So you got $100,000, all right? You got $100,000. We'll use 10%. Make the math simple. We expect our portfolio to grow by 10% each year. It grows by 5% this year. Add another 5%. So you got to come out of pocket $5,000. Where are you going to come up with that money? Well, that's the challenge. Were you in a 60-40 mix? Take it from the 40% bonds. Or do you have surplus cash? Take it from your surplus cash. That's what you talk to the advisor about. Where might you get that money to buy more? Market goes up like it did in 2013, 32%. There's where you got some cash. You can take 22% off the table. Now, at that level, value averaging is likely to earn you less, not more, than just leaving the portfolio alone. But if you must fiddle with it, like David did, and he developed a strategy on his own that was pretty darn aggressive. I mean, a 16%. He had to come out of pocket in a year where the market went down. Now, he hasn't experienced a 50% decline. It'd be interesting to see how that works when the market really goes down. But you know what? Just think about it. If you had the cash after the market dropped, 35% in 2008, what kind of an investment would that have been? Remember, it's come back since March, 300% with dividends reinvested. So if you must play with your portfolio, play with it the way Dave. Now, that's not a strategy for retirement. That's not a retirement strategy. This is just a way for you to manage the equities in your portfolio. Very important that you understand it's not a full-on retirement strategy. That's a different thing. This is how you would manage the stocks in your portfolio. Value averaging. Michael Edelson taught me about it when I read his book many, many, many years ago. And then I put my own little twist to it. And evidently, this particular person, David, read Michael's book and listened to me and created his own. He sent me his spreadsheet. Did you look at those spreadsheets?
Pretty complex.
Very. I mean, you got to know how to read spreadsheets.
It wasn't
a
dartboard investing scheme.
No, it was. He's a smart, smart, smart guy. I wonder if he's an engineer. Probably.
Probably.
Probably some kind of an engineer. David, you are brilliant. You were brilliant then, and you're brilliant now. Thank you for sharing that. Value averaging. Emails are coming up next. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We'll be back in a flash. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show. It's time for the email segment. I want to thank everybody for hanging in with us during the course of the last couple of segments. We've been reviewing a lot of stuff, some of it quite technical. If you have any questions about it, send me an email, raylucia.com, raylucia.com, or talk to your own advisor about things like value averaging. But I think the point of today's show is autopilot is better than you trying to fly solo, if you know what I mean. Unless you're, you know, Sully Sullivan or something like that. Okay, hit it, boys. I got a lot of emails in today. And I wanted to spend some time on this one as I short shrifted Susie on our last show. So Susie asks this question. It's a really good one. Can I buy an annuity inside my Roth and have the best of both worlds? Now, I don't know what she means by the best of both worlds. I'm assuming that she's talking about when you buy an annuity, you have partial taxation because of something called an exclusion ratio. So if you buy a lifetime income annuity, you can basically take your life expectancy and the interest rate, figure out what the payments are, and a certain percentage of those payments that would be representative of the earnings is taxable, and the percentage representative of the principal return of your capital would be tax-free. That's the way annuities work. If you live long enough and all of your principal is returned to you, then 100% of the annuity payment is taxable. Now, if you buy an annuity inside your Roth IRA, and I'm not sure I would do this at 35, by the way, but I might do it at 65 or 60 or whatever. But if you buy it inside your Roth IRA, then all payments are tax-free forever, even though you've used up all of the money. Now, let's talk turkey here. There are two different kinds of annuities you can buy. Well, there's like 1,000 different kinds, but the two main ones that seem to be most popular today are indexed annuities with a guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit. That's where the earnings are based on the performance of the stock market, subject to, fill in the blank, a cap, a participation rate, or whatever, with no dividends, but no fees to speak of. And then there's the variable annuity that doesn't get capped out typically, still has the guaranteed minimum withdrawal benefit, which is the annuity per se, but the fees are super high. And then there's just the straight life annuities or joint life annuities, where they're not exciting or sexy at all. The insurance company just guarantees you a payment, and the payment is typically higher than the other two. Not much, depending on how old you are when you buy the annuity. But for a 60, 65-year-old, maybe one distributes 5, the other distributes 6 or 5.5. Okay, that being said, you'll have to talk to your broker, advisor, financial planner about which one of those three are best for you. But man, I am intrigued, Susie, by buying one of these. And if you've got longevity in your family history and you buy one of these that will pay for as long as you're alive and as long as your spouse is alive, and there's longevity in your family history and there's reasonable health, there's a couple of things that I know. Once you make it into your 90s, one or the other, that annuity starts to look pretty darn good. And what it does even more so than that is it gives you a baseline of income so that you can lower the amount that you have invested in bonds and increase the amount you have invested in stocks, because stocks typically and historically have done better than bonds. So by replacing bonds in your portfolio with an annuity, and if you can do it inside a Roth conversion or something like that, I think that's a very, very interesting thing for you to discuss with your financial advisor. Everybody's going to be different. Thank you for that email. Henry is next. I've held my current investments for 15 years. So far, so good. I'm afraid if the market turns, that I might have to wait another 15 years to recover. What should I do? Well, Henry, it sounds to me like you have all your eggs in the market. So let me ask you this question. Are you retired? Did you need income from this portfolio today? I mean, I don't think the last 15 years have been all that good. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you you're not doing nearly as well as you think. What if the next 15 years are significantly better than the last 15 years? I can probably show you a little bit of academic research that says that's likely to happen. Of course, I can show you the opposite too. So I think this is, it's not a bad question, it's a good question, but it would be a bad strategy to freak out because you've done pretty good the last 15 years. My suggestion, if you don't need any income between now and 15 years from now, figure out if the worst case happened, how much income you would need and for how long. You have to define for me. Are you a faint-hearted investor? Obviously not if you're fully invested for the last 15 years. Are you a conservative investor? Remember we talked about this the other day. Are you a moderate investor or are you an aggressive investor? If you're aggressive, take maybe 5 years of income. Your portfolio is $500,000. You want $25,000 a year. Take 100 grand of it or so and put it aside. The other 400 grand, stay the course. And then adopt maybe a value averaging strategy or something like that. That's my advice to Henri. I don't think I have time to do Gail, do I? Gail wants to play the lottery. She asked, do I see any harm in also buying penny stocks? I see them as one and the same. I see them as identical. Penny stocks, lottery. Penny stocks, lottery. You're going to lose your shorts on both. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. If you need me, go to raylucia.com. RayLucia.com. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,